What up, what up? It's your man, No Malice, and you are checking out The Bar Podcast. Time to raise the bar.
The Bar, biblical and reforming.
For those of us who claim Christ, our authority is the scripture. For those who don't claim Christ or who claim another, I'd like for them to, we challenge them to explain a standard of truth apart from scripture. Explain the nature of good and evil apart from the scripture. You have no context, there's no justification for it, except for the whims of men. And so, man, we stand upon the foundation of the scripture, sola scriptura, scripture alone, man.
Doctrine. Yeah, sola scriptura.
Sola scriptura.
Scripture alone. That means scripture alone. What's your eternal situation for the age of creation? For he laid the foundation, was a plan for expiation. Christ became propitiation, meaning he switched his places on the cross for our disgraces. In the crowd, he saw our faces.
Welcome, everybody, to The Bar. It's your boy, Dwayne, in the building. Yes, sir, this is the week of Christmas, and I'm so excited to be in here. This week, it's not going to be the regular show. I don't have a special guest or my favorite co-host, Mr. Barlow Virgil. Salute to my brothers. But it's just me. Just me in here in my little bunker slash studio. And I just want to come to you real quick, man, with a few things. First, I want to come with gratitude. I am so very thankful for all of the love you guys have been showing to The Bar on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, subscribing, the reviews. Man, some of the reviews, man, bring a tear to my... No, I'm just playing. But, you know, I'm very encouraged and very humbled. You know, we really getting a push on this podcast. And it's because of you. You guys make this special, man. When you share, when you like, when you comment, you make this what it is. I'm just a country boy from a little town called Turkey, North Carolina, living in Duncan, South Carolina, that like theology and like to talk and just like to share. That's all I am. And that's all I can be. And that's what this podcast is. And one of the things I hear the most is that I'm, I guess, relatable or whatever that means. But basically, people say that they can relate to me. Because I'm not going, I know I'm not that smart. I know I'm not that deep, but what I do is I surround myself with smart, deep people, or I have them on as guests so I can learn from them. And that's what we do. It's like a journey, of me just wanting to know more, learn more, get to know people. And I take you along with me, man. And this has been an awesome year, 2016. We started in March, and now we running, man. We wide open. Got some really awesome things lined up. Actually, originally recorded already the show for this week, but I said I was going to push it back just because this is the week of Christmas, and I wanted you guys to know how much we appreciate you and know how much we love you and know how much we care for you guys and know that, you know, during this time, this is family time. You know, you listen to this podcast. If you're a weekly guy like my homeboy Chitara, yo, what's up, homie? One of my biggest homeboys, man. It's funny. We met each other through the podcast. Didn't know we were in the same area, two brothers in the same area. But if you're a weekly listener, this week, I don't want you to spend all your time on my podcast. I want you to spend time with family, unless, you know, it's get good to me and I start going on and on. But just to start out, I don't plan to record a long podcast this week. Just a little something to show my love and gratitude for you guys. And I definitely wanted to let you guys know that. So what to look for in 2017. Like I said, I've already got actually one show recorded for 2017, and it's actually the first installment of what I guess I'm going to call Spotlight on the Local Pastors or Highlight of Local Pastors. I don't know how many times I've mentioned this, but that is my goal, is to have local pastors on the airwaves to promote their church. You know, you may be listening, looking for a church, not knowing that there's a solid guy in your neighborhood that you didn't even know. And so my plan is to promote those guys because they don't get a lot of recognition. They don't, you know, they don't, you know, I think my brother Paul, from Rogers Red said that, you know, they won't be at the big conference. They won't sell, you know, a bunch of books, but they are in the trenches getting it done. And I'm so excited. My very first one, Pastor Randy, Bachman, in, Michigan. I forgot what part, just that quick. Don't shoot me, Randy. But anyway, that's the first one that I recorded. It was awesome show. Awesome guy. Definitely a soldier in the trenches, man. And we had fun doing it. And that's what we plan to do 2017. So if you're a local pastor or you go to a church, which I hope you do, and you think your local pastor would be awesome on the show, I'm going to let you know how you can submit, I guess, you know, the entry to be on the show. We have no respect to person. But they do have to be, you know, they got to have some kind of personality because my show can't be dry, man. That's just not me. No dry shows. The bar, we try to keep it wet, I guess, or we try to keep it hip, or we just try to keep it how we keep it, man. I'm just being myself. But, definitely, that is the plan. 2017, local pastors. I mean, there are millions of churches in America, and there are millions of local pastors. So I would love to have these guys on. It won't be every week, but we'll do it maybe every other week or once a month or something of that nature, along with the other guests. I have two guests already scheduled for January. Really good guests that I know you will enjoy. I'm not going to leak their names because, one, I know you would know as soon as I say it. One, maybe not so much, but you will love his content. Definitely know that. So I got those two locked down already. I have my brother, Scott Garrison. His show will be next week. Really good show. Really good, solid brother. Definitely love his testimony. You know, so make sure you stay tuned in to the bar for that one. So it's Christmas time. And I wanted to real quick just tell you kind of my journey on Christmas. I hope you guys are ready and excited about celebrating Christmas. And I got my tree up and my lights up and my presents and everything is all in place, ready to rock and roll, man. I'm so excited about it. Christmas this year. And this Christmas is extra special because this is the return of Christmas to my house. I shut down Christmas a couple years ago just because of, I guess, misinterpretation, kind of scripture out of context. I had people in my ear prior to Reformed theology. I was charismatic. And, you know, you guys been listening, you know. And before that, I was missionary Baptist in both circles. Didn't hear the scriptures preached in context. So when someone came to me saying that, oh, you know, this is pagan and Jeremiah is talking about the Christmas tree right here. You don't need no Christmas tree and you're bowing down and worshiping and, you know, me wanting to, be, you know, wanting truth. You know, I got a page on Facebook called Be Not Deceived. And that whole page is just was just me and a bunch of people wanting truth and want to expose evil and wrong and whatever. And so in that stream that we were in, we became, you know, pretty conspiracy theory led kind of people. I'll be honest, this is just my confession over the radio. My confessions, not just playing. But anyway, so we became very conspiracy theory led people. And you know, it became, you know, detrimental to things like Christmas and many holidays, you know, because you can somewhat say everything has a pagan origin and then you'll cancel everything. But then God's grace and God's mercy, and he's so awesome, me and my partners, well, some of them already were reformed. I guess I was just kind of like the only child out there, you know, swimming in that strange water. Not strange fire, strange water. But became reformed, man, and started to understand context of scripture. I'm not saying that, you know, if you're not reformed, that you don't understand context. Not saying that at all. But a lot of circles I was in, they didn't use context of scripture. And like a buddy of mine said on Instagram yesterday, when there's no context, you know, there's heresy. And it's almost inevitable every time. I mean, it's rare that you find where someone uses scripture out of context and it don't abuse the text. But Reformed theology holds scripture very high and we believe that it's the inerrant word of God. And it is the word of God. And there's no mistakes, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, as the folks like to say, but it is the word of God. And when I started to understand context and understand hermeneutics and understand, you know, the Bible, you know, is narrative, is historical, is prophetic, and understanding the places of those things, then it put things in perspective. So when someone come at me with a Jeremiah verse, you know, you can go actually to the verse before and the verse after, even the chapter 4, and know that they're not talking about a pine Christmas tree that you chop down and put in your house. They're actually talking about idols, like carving idols, because even in that same verse, I think it says that he works it with an axe in the woods. So basically saying he's carving it in the woods and he decorated it with silver and gold. Yes. So they're talking about idols, not Christmas trees. This always, you know, pulls out the Hebrew Israelite guys. They come out the woodwork whenever you fix this, because Hebrew Israelites, they have to take scripture out of context in order to be who they are and who they claim to be. They cannot take scripture in context. They have to use the same methods that a lot of denominations use, you know, when it comes to their handle of scripture. They have to. It's impossible for them to say that they are who they are and all that and use all the scripture references if they leave it in context and leave it in a historical manner. So they always come out the woodwork when we say that. And, you know, we got scripture to back, man. And that's first thing that I point to is scripture. And you know, we just have to be careful with that. But I am pleased to announce that Christmas is back in the Atkinson home. No regrets, no remorse. Celebrate it freely. Freely. We got gifts, we got lights, we got all of it. Because not only that, we understand that God is the originator. You know, God is the creator. He's the only thing that can create. Satan corrupts, God creates. So, you know, all of these so-called, quote-unquote, my air fingers imagine them, okay, quote-unquote pagan symbols and things of that nature are things that God created that the enemy tried to corrupt. And for some people, that's hard, especially some people that has followed me for a while, because I used to preach, you know, these people created this and it's the origin, so it's evil and you can't take evil and make it good. You can't redeem a thing. But here's the problem with that. If God is a creator of all, sovereign creator of everything, then everything, according to scripture, is good except what man, you know, man tried to corrupt. So if man corrupted, yeah, he corrupted it, but the origin is good. So if I take that corruption and say, hey, that don't apply to that no more, we're going to go with the origin, what God created for good. Amen, amen. Church up in here. I need a B3 Hammond and some drums right now. Make it happen. I need that button. But anyway, so we are free in Jesus' name. And here's the thing. If you choose not to celebrate Christmas, that's cool. Just be consistent. Get rid of birthdays and Thanksgiving and Halloween and all of that, you know, because it's funny. Halloween, but the saints, they get extra spiritual. Oh, that's, and I can't lie. I preached a whole sermon on Halloween, Old Hallows Eve. And I did a whole Wednesday night Bible study message on it, slideshows, everything, showing the demonic stuff of Halloween. I did it. That was me being honest. Not knowing that it's all about context. It's all about, and don't get me wrong, there are some evil things about Halloween. I still believe that. And I still, you know, that's real. There's some evil things that happen. But we can't just demonize, you know, that day or whatever. I may get some emails over that. I don't care. Because I'm free in Jesus' name. But so be consistent, though. If you're not going to celebrate Halloween, then you shouldn't celebrate Christmas or your birthday or all of that. You know, that's just my opinion. And I guess I'm entitled to that. I do pay the bill on this podcast. So, yeah, I think I'm entitled to an opinion. But anyway, definitely this Christmas season, make sure. This is the last week. This is Tuesday. Christmas is, I think, is Sunday, which is awesome in itself. Let me talk about that real quick. Christmas is on a Sunday. What better day to go to church than on Jesus' birthday? Not his plan. It's not his birthday. But on Christmas, the day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. But if you don't go, no worries. You still got a Bible at home, thanks to John Wycliffe and some other founders. You have a Bible at home that you can open up with your family and read through the scriptures. Just, you know, it ain't got to be long. It could be, you know, just read the story in Luke, you know, the coming of the Christ. It ain't got to be long. Just take that time on Sunday. I'm going to try to do that myself. I'm holding myself accountable to myself. But no. So, Sunday, go to church if you can, if you guys have service. If not, have church at home. Do your thing. It is the day to celebrate the most awesomest thing in the world, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's nothing, I mean, that is just like the greatest thing. That was the greatest gift given by a great father for him to take the time to send himself in a flesh body where you have to cry and helpless just to bear our sins, just so that we may be reconciled and redeemed and reconnected with God. I mean, that's big. You're talking about the all powerful, all knowing, all knowledgeable triune God, the Son, Jesus, the third part, come down in flesh. In flesh, man. I mean, you're talking about a baby. Baby, I'm about to have a baby. It's Tuesday, so when you hear this, I would have had a baby. You're talking about a baby that can't walk, you know, can barely do anything, can't change themselves, can't do nothing. An all-powerful God came and humbled himself to be a baby for us. That is the most beautiful thing ever. And not only did he do that, but then he got bigger and then he died for us. You know, first he humbles himself, leaves that comfortable chair in heaven to become a flesh that we celebrate in December. And then he dies. I mean, he get this flesh, you know, okay, all right, I'm flesh, whatever, whatever. But then he lay that body down and then he rise again. And then he goes to heaven. There's nothing better than that in this world. And this is the time to reflect on that great, great. I mean, you know, the dying is a sacrifice. We recognize that is a sacrifice. But it's a sacrifice to come down from heaven and become a baby. Golly. Just that blows your mind like, poof, mind blown. But so that make sure we remember this on Christmas, man. Make sure we remember this. We celebrate this. We acknowledge this with our family. We let them know the importance that God sent his son to save us on Christmas. Not technically the 25th. People kill me with that, you know, especially the Hebrews like, you know, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. Yeah, we know that, son. We don't need you to tell us that. We know Jesus wasn't born on the 25th, just like we know we don't know how many wise men they were. You know, they think they're so smart, man. Get on my nerves. I'll stop ranting about them dudes, man. But anyway, so Jesus, you know, he died And that was a sacrifice. That's the greatest sacrifice ever, to lay your life down for a friend. But it's a sacrifice to come down from heaven and become flesh, man. That's big, man. That blows my mind. Because I'm telling you, I've been like, you know what, God? Hey, can't we send one of them angels down there, man? But we know angels wouldn't be sufficient. They couldn't take on the wrath of God. They couldn't take on the wrath of God and survive. But that'd have been me. That's why I'm thank God that God is not like me. Because I'd have been like, man, shoot. I'm good, man. I'm in heaven right now. You think I'm going to go down there? Oh, man. I'm being silly. But in all seriousness, though, today's Tuesday, and it's a couple days till Christmas. And right now, if you act right now and go and buy me something for Christmas, for the bar. If you buy the bar something for Christmas and you put it in the mail today, I will get it before Christmas and I'll be able to celebrate it, man. I even shout you out on the radio. Well, not radio, but podcast. But I will shout you out. I sure would. If you do that. Yeah. I think that'd be good. You can go to, any of those nice, Reformed t-shirts or whatever and send it to me. I'm going to put my P.O. box in the description so you guys can send me some nice. I'm joking. I had a brother send me basically a pocket Bible / wallet, the prototype. And I'm just so grateful that he would even do that, man. My brother Brian on Facebook did that, man. And I'm so honored. And I'm grateful, man. People do send me stuff and I am so grateful. I don't do this for that. I do this because I enjoy radio and theology and all of that good stuff. I enjoy it. I don't do it to get stuff. I will say I do it also to make connections with people, because some of the greatest, some awesome connections I've made because of this show, man. And I'm just humbled and thankful for those connections. But like I said, if you want to send me something, hey, that's cool, man. XL in the t-shirts, I wear a size 12 shoe just in case, And I think I'm a 40 waist now. It's bulk season, so I'm bulking up, but I need to shred. But right now it's a 40 in the waist. I still can stay 40, because even if I shred, I'm concealed carry, team carry. But anyway, if you want to hook me up, man, no pressure to nobody. It is Christmas time. And I like craft beers. I would love to try one. I know this isn't the Reformed Pub, but shout out to Les Tanner. Love those guys. But, if you want to send me some craft beer, I will put my P.O. box in there in the description. If you want to send me some cigars, most definitely welcome. If you like to do that. If you want to send me some bourbon, hey, that too. It's no pressure, guys. It's whatever, man. But if you would like to do those things, I'll definitely put my P.O. box in the description, man. But if you don't send me anything, I still love you, because Christmas isn't about giving. Well, Christmas isn't about receiving. See, I'm so silly. Christmas isn't about receiving. It's about giving. Be a giver. And I'm giving you my time right now. And I'm here by myself, which is different and weird. Because usually I can just pass it along to whoever my guest is and let them do all the talking. And I just kind of sit here and think of just, interesting questions. But being here by myself is just totally different. I don't like it. Honestly, I don't. I really don't. I much rather talk to people. I would say I'm a people person, but I always get mad when people say that. I'm like, what's the opposite of being a people person? I'm a non-people person. I don't know. I'm silly, man. And see, that's why I need people on the show with me, because if you think about it, if you take what I say and make it into a show, it's just like snippets of silliness, because that's me. But I think I held it together a little bit better. And I'll be honest and transparent. I came in here probably about 5 minutes ago, well, probably a little longer than that, and tried to record a show without notes or anything. And it was bad. I was rambling and fumbling and bumbling and all of that good stuff. I was like, dang, I ain't gonna be able to pull this off. But guys, grace, made a couple notes, talked to my brother Chitario, and got some confidence back. And we doing good, man. We getting ready to wrap it up though. But I guess I'm gonna ask myself the fun question since it's just me. What podcast do I listen to? Well, of course I re-listen to The Bar, make sure the sound quality is good. Definitely do that, and I promote that. But probably my favorite podcast right now has to be Doctrine and Devotion. It has to be, no doubt, no question, Doctrine and Devotion. The JoFo, love those guys, man. They do some awesome work. And man, their influence is like ridiculous. You know, Joe mentioned my name and I get like all these requests and new likes on the Facebook page. You know, guys are so awesome. So the JoFo for sure, my number one podcast that I listen to. Right after that would be between the Pubcast and These Go to 11. I like both of those. But as far as religiously, it's definitely Doc and Devo. That's what's popping right now. Not to mention The Bar, of course. But that's my favorite podcast. Favorite people sermons to listen to. I do like, you know, not being a fanboy, Joe and Jimmy, if y'all are listening. But I do like to hear Joe preach. I like the way he walked through the scriptures in a Joe Thorne kind of way. I like that. I'm also a fan of John MacArthur. I love the way he preaches as well. Definitely, you know, Vody. Definitely. I love, man, I'm revisiting Eric Mason. You know, we differ on some things sociologically. It's a big word that I said there, so make sure you note that. We differ on some things sociologically, but his preaching style is a lot like mine would be. Mine is some of the, I guess, the modern jargon. You know, I talk like that, but I think there's a certain level that, you know, you got to pull back a little bit, you know, because I could be, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, all the time, but on the radio, I try to be a little proper. But I do like his style, man. He does put things together very well, very articulate. Alistair Begg is definitely another one of my favorite preachers that I listen to on the regular. Love the way he teach. Man, and Sinclair Ferguson, I can name all day, man. Sinclair Ferguson, R.C. Sproul. Love to hear R.C. Sproul Sr. preach. I love to hear him teach too, but I love to hear him preach. Stephen Lawson. Yeah, Stephen Lawson's a great preacher that I like. Yeah, definitely love Stephen. H.B. Charles, man, when I want, you know, some of that old school. Nah, H.B. Charles is a good preacher, man. Lord's willing, we hope to have him on the show. Also, Stephen Lawson, I'm sending his people messages. Man, and so, hey, help me out, man. If there's somebody, you know, quote unquote big name, you know, we're all big names in God's eye, you know, whatever. But if there's somebody that you might know or have a contact with, man, put in a good word for The Bar, man. Love to have them on. Love to talk to them, chop it up. But those are some of the people I like to hear preach, podcast, and music goes. Okay, here's the music thing. To be honest. Because I used to do a whole seminar on music and the influence and things of that nature. And because I was actually riding on the conviction of another man. And so whenever, again, Christian liberty, I understood that. And I understood, you know, content and, you know, what goes in and all of that stuff, you know, because I was inconsistent. You know, I would say, well, I don't listen to any secular music, but then I would watch movies that cuss just as bad or alluded to sexual things just as bad or even had sexual things on the count. You know, I would watch those And that was pretty inconsistent. You know, I think just on a personal level, I think, you know, but like just like TV shows have, you know, 17 or up, or, you know, 3 to 4, you know, different age groups. I think at a certain level of maturity, you can listen to certain things. And I know I may get stoned to death for saying that because of what I used to preach and, you know, the convictions I used to have or convictions I carried that was someone else's. But I am an 80s baby. I was born in the 80s. So I love 90s hip hop, 90s rap, man. I still listen to it. I'm a dispatcher at night. So in my headphones, I have 90s rap going, old school joints, 90s R&B. I honestly can't get down with anything modern, rap, barely R&B, barely. I'm talking about barely. Only thing modern that's decent that I almost like a little bit is, J. Cole. But everything else I can't do it. Gospel music, you know, I grew up on gospel music and I like the art. But it's not something that I listen to, you know, like I just go out to listen to it, you know, or I got to have the new, you know, this or that, you know, the old school stuff. Yeah, I dig it. You know, definitely, the Whining Brothers and, you know, the old, Commission. Yeah, I dig that. Like I go and I listen to that, but gospel and nah. So that's kind of me, man. You know, I like hymns too, man. Honestly, like I like, you know, the classical hymns. I like to listen to that when I'm studying or when I'm meditating. That is definitely something that I listen to. So, yeah, so that's the questions that my famous questions. I just found out that they were famous, that people actually pay attention, that know that I do those questions at the end. But those are the questions that I usually ask my guests. And since I'm here by myself, I'm asking myself. So with that being said, man, I am going to wrap this show up. I think we like 30 something minutes in. I'm going to wrap this up, man. It's Tuesday. Not sure if they did the cutoff, but even if they did, for Christmas, you still want to get your missional wear gear. Even if you don't get it before Christmas, you still got to have some gear, man. You got to use these tools to evangelize, these t-shirts. You know, people are going to ask you, what does that mean? Who is that man? What are the, you know, use that to evangelize. Go to www.missionaware.com. Get some gear, man. Get a notepad. Get something. Use the code BAR to support the podcast. And it's like two birds, one stone, man. You know, let's get it done, man. Let's do it for your boy. I'm going to do my radio shows like Eric Mason preach. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to do it like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Do it for your boy. All right. No shade, Eric Mason. I know you don't listen, but I know some of your boys listen. No shade, man. I'm just being funny. I just know that he used a lot of modern jargon. No shade at all. I love him. Love him. But thought that was funny. But anyway, we out of here. God bless you. Special way. You know, we need to make it happen like yesterday. You know.
Yeah. I promise you. I said that I could never play the fool. The chains are broken, now the joke's on you. How far? Turns out the soldier at this bulletproof. Yeah, bulletproof. Running, I could barely crawl. My back was against the wall. She suspended it all. To heal my own, you are white as snow, white as snow, white as snow. All my sins, you wash. no. My soul is bulletproof. My soul is bulletproof. My soul is bulletproof. Nothing can separate us from your loving grace. Suspend it all. To him I owe. You are white as snow. White as snow. White as snow. All my sins you washed. White as snow. White as snow. My soul is bulletproof. My soul is bulletproof. My soul is bulletproof. You can't take it away. I'm in your hands forever.
Jokes on you, high five. I'm bulletproof.